Sage Dental's comprehensive care is now available near you. Our new patient package is a free exam and x-rays, $100 off every $400 of general treatment, plus a free Sonic ProClean toothbrush for caring for your smile at home. At Sage Dental, we're committed to your family's health with the latest technology for all your dental needs in one place. Visit MySageDental.com today to book an appointment. That's MySageDental.com. Offer valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Tesla continues to lose ground in Europe. According to Dataforce, Tesla's sales fell 28% to just over 14,000 units. But despite the slump, the Model Y is still the best-selling EV in the region. The Volkswagen brand was number one in BEV sales last month, with more than 23,000 sold, up 50% from a year ago. Skoda, which is part of the VW group, saw its BEV sales soar 181% to 14,920 units, making it the number two brand in Europe. And remember, it's the number two EV brand despite only having two EVs in its lineup. But moving on, BMW was just ahead of Tesla in third place, with just over 14,900 BEV sales, up 2%. Overall, automakers sold nearly 194,000 BEVs in May in Europe, up 26% from last year. We don't talk about South Africa much, but it's actually a fairly important automotive manufacturing center. At least nine automakers build vehicles there, including BMW, Ford, Volkswagen, Toyota, Mercedes, Nissan, Hyundai, Mahindra, and Isuzu, while BAIC and Stellantis have plants under construction. All told, those automakers have the capacity to make over 650,000 vehicles a year. They're mostly pickup trucks, but it includes some sedans as well, and most of them are exported. But there's trouble brewing in the South African industry. Auto workers want raises and are threatening to strike. Worse, the economy is weak and the market is getting flooded with imports primarily from India. And so, there's yet another place in the global automotive industry that's coming under intense pressure. We've talked a lot recently about the EV battery plant that Ford is building in Michigan with help from CATL. That plant is coming under withering political fire, from local politicians who call it a Chinese national security threat to national politicians who want to gut all EV subsidies, and even from some local citizens who don't want an industrial factory in their rural community. But Ford says that it's committed to building that plant. Quote, "When we invest, we stick behind our investments," Ford VP Lisa Drake told reporters on a tour of the construction site. Quote, "Ford is a company that will weather the storm until we get there," she said. Ford is licensing CATL technology to make prismatic LFP batteries for EVs, but it will also consider looking at making batteries for energy storage if EV demand is soft. General Motors is another automaker committed to moving forward with EVs. Its next-gen Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra electric pickup trucks are scheduled to go into production in 2031. Auto Forecast Solutions says that both trucks, built on GM's BT1 platform, will continue to be made at its Factory Zero assembly plant in Detroit. There's been a flurry of activity with robo-taxis recently, and today is no exception. Uber and Waymo announced that they've launched an autonomous ride-hailing service in Atlanta, Georgia. Starting today, Uber riders will have the option to ride in a Waymo self-driving Jaguar I-Pace at no additional cost. Riders are able to unlock the doors, open the trunk, and start the trip all through the Uber app. The service will initially cover 65 square miles of Atlanta, but it will expand in the future. And in other robo-taxi news, the co-founder and chief technology officer of Chinese autonomous ride-hailing company Pony AI blasted Tesla's robo-taxi. He says, quote, "Tesla hasn't yet taken a seat at the L4 poker table. L4 is short for Level 4, which the SAE defines as a vehicle that can handle all driving tasks in most conditions. And according to the CTO, in order to be at the L4 table, a company needs to achieve driverless operation and scalability. He says only three companies meet that standard right now: Waymo, Baidu, and Pony AI.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Automakers in China now assemble more battery packs than the actual battery makers do. According to Gasgoo, in-house production of battery packs was more than 50% of the total volume in the first quarter of the year. BYD's FinDreams battery is firmly in the number one spot, while Tesla is in third and Leapmotor came in at number nine. Even though battery maker CATL has a good grip on second place, seeing several automakers on the list shows that a greater amount of in-house development is being done. CATL and BYD also dominate total battery cell production in China. Between the two of them, they supplied nearly 70% of all the cells made in the first quarter. And when you add up all the top 10 companies, they accounted for nearly 95% of the battery market in China. We've got a couple of quick follow-ups to previous stories that we reported on. All those Teslas, over 200 at one point, that were being stored in a parking lot not too far outside of Detroit, have officially been removed. Their storage was said to violate city code, but still required a court order to compel the property owner to remove them. And there's no word on where all those Teslas were moved to. Next up, the car hauling ship that caught fire earlier this month has sunk in the Pacific Ocean. It was carrying about 3,000 vehicles, including 800 EVs from Cherry and Great Wall that were headed to Mexico. The shipping company said that smoke was first seen coming from the deck holding the EVs. Earlier this month, we reported about a growing controversy in China over what's known as zero mileage used cars. It's a practice where automakers sell new vehicles to their dealers, who then turn around and sell them as used cars, even though they have very few or no miles on them. And now Reuters reports that local Chinese governments have been backing the exports of zero-mileage used cars since 2019, which go to markets like Russia, the Middle East, and Asia. Automakers do this to meet sales targets and to unload inventory that they wouldn't be able to sell in China. While local governments are promoting the scheme in order to meet economic targets from China's central government. According to the China Automobile Dealers Association, of the 436,000 used passenger and commercial vehicles exported in 2024, 90% are estimated to be zero mileage. Like it's done with other models, NIO is going to let customers of its entry-level Firefly brand rent their battery pack through a monthly fee, which can lower the starting price of the vehicle by over 30%. Instead of paying for the entire vehicle outright, Firefly will let you rent the battery pack for $55 a month. So, rather than a starting price of $16,500, the vehicle can be had for just over $11,000. While this is currently a deal for Firefly's Chinese customers, NIO announced that it will offer the entry-level brand in Europe, and NIO already offers its battery rental service to European customers as well. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for tuning in.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by
making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
Developing today's vehicles
issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
And now, a next-level moment from AT&T Business. Say you've sent out a gigantic shipment of pillows, and they need to be there in time for International Sleep Day. You've got AT&T 5G, so you're fully confident. But the vendor isn't responding, and International Sleep Day is tomorrow. Luckily, AT&T 5G lets you deal with any issues with ease, so the pillows will get delivered and everyone can sleep soundly, especially you. AT&T 5G requires a compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G network.